Welcome to Huron County's Life on the Coast. We are rounding out our second podcast series focused on workforce recruitment and retention. I'm your host, Roz Elliott. We began our series in Blythe, listening in on two panel discussions held at the Huron County Economic Development's Thrive Conference. There, we heard from employers about their workforce challenges and responses. We also heard from Huron County developers undertaking innovative solutions to build new housing in the county, an important contributing factor to attracting and retaining our workforce. In studio, we sat down with two ends of the workforce spectrum, young adults from the county stepping out into their first full-time roles, and with retirees stepping back in. Today, we bring it all together with additional perspective on workforce attraction and retention. How do we ensure readiness for today and into the future? As we have this discussion, we are reminded of generational dialogue that the first people of Canada and this area engaged in regarding problems and solutions with a view to seven generations, what came before, and what could come many families down the line. Well, let's get some context, and there is no one better to provide that than Huron County Economic Development Director Vicki Lass, who joins me in studio.
How are you today, Roz?
Oh, so good that you're here. It makes me great.
I'm happy to be here and chatting with you.
Vicki, I have to tell you that one of the great appreciations that I have about the work of economic development is the groundwork and thoughtfulness that goes into solutions. You just don't throw spaghetti at the wall and see what sticks. You know there's urgency, and yet you take that pressure and you still look to solutions. You take your time, you get good strategies, you have connections, research input. Help us understand the sense of magnitude around Huron County and our workforce.
Thanks, Roz. That's a lovely compliment. We do try hard to build our programming on data and to be strategic in how we approach things. And so it may seem like a little old at the time, but in 2021, we did a business retention and expansion survey. And that's where we go out and talk to our business community and ask, what are your biggest challenges? What are you finding the most difficult? What is it like doing business in Huron County? You may recall that that was during COVID. And so we had to pivot where we normally would do a business-to-business visit. We did the survey through mail. Normally, a successful BR&E would be visiting with 50 businesses. We got 741 responses to that survey via mail, which was fantastic because we got such a good sense of what was going on. And one of the top concerns for our businesses was attraction and retention of talent across the spectrum, from general labor to semi-skilled to skilled. And in fact, semi-skilled and skilled were the highest categories. And it wasn't just attracting them, it was also retaining them. And as you said, housing was a factor. Transportation can be a factor. And in some cases, it was limiting whether businesses could grow and expand or remain in the county. And at the time, there was probably around 600 plus vacant jobs in Huron County. And when you think about, you know, 741 businesses are reporting at least 600 vacancies, that is a startling number.
Yeah, that's daunting when you think about we're in a deficit position, if you will, in supply and demand, right?
Absolutely. We have one of the lowest unemployment rates that we've ever seen. We're around 3.2% right now, well under the provincial and Canadian average. So we just don't have a lot of people to fill the positions.
So that means we are in attraction mode and we definitely are in retain what we have.
Absolutely.
I understand. Well, you know, as I think about this, there's good news and bad news. The good news is we are not the only county thinking about this, questioning this, wondering this. The bad news is we're not the only county thinking about this.
Absolutely. We're not even the only province or country thinking about this. And a big part of it is what we lovingly refer to as the silver tsunami. We have more people retiring out. That tail end of the baby boomers are now in their 60s. approaching 65. They're retiring out, and we don't necessarily have the numbers to replace them. And so even though we've seen advances like automation, I know people complain about self-checkout. We need self-checkout. We need automation. We need robotics because we don't have the people. So we have different approaches we can take, but as our next generations are entering, we are still in a deficit position.
Yeah, demographics is sort of the key to this. I mean, there are just less people in the workforce than there was 10, 15 years ago.
Absolutely. And we're noticing that. We're also in rural areas. It's not uncommon to see youth out migration. So they leave to travel, rite of passage, to travel, to go to school, to whatever it is they do, to get out of their parents' house and make that transition into adulthood. But they don't necessarily come back to the rural area that they're from, at least not right away. And that's a bit of a problem. We need those young people. I highly encourage exploration, but please come back, or, you know, just move down the road from your parents. You don't have to move out of the county. We'd like to keep you here.
I have a feeling we're going to revisit that in a little bit. I think we are. Well, if we are both sharing and competing with other areas on what we need to do, then that tells me that there has to be some distinguishing story that Huron County has. What's the draw here? Why Huron County? What is it about our footprint? What sectors do we have that are enticing? Or what would you say if you had to do that sort of sell job? What are even the opportunities?
Well, here's one of the interesting things that we found in the last year. So as you know, under the umbrella of economic development, we also have the Ontario's West Coast brand, which is our tourism brand. And we have been receiving more and more requests from employers who are going out to job fairs in other areas or at universities and colleges to attract youth to our area, requesting our visitor's guide, for example. So what Huron County has, in my opinion, head and shoulders above any of our neighboring counties is this incredible quality of life. So not only do we have the coast where you can enjoy the waterfront, but Huron County has a really strong ethic of environmentalism and therefore has protected woodlots and forests, but built trails through them for people to use free. We have the G2G, part of the G2G for cycling and hiking. We have wonderful festivals and events and creative individuals. And so we really can offer quite a wonderful quality of life. And then we really have openings across all the sectors. So healthcare, manufacturing, hospitality, everything, we've got it. We're also a county of innovators. And so I think that if you're looking to do something creative and innovative in a workplace, Huron County has some really interesting opportunities that maybe we haven't made people aware of as well as we could. So we've been working on marketing and introducing those types of things.
Even though we are an agricultural community, that is one of our biggest sectors, we do sometimes hide our genius under the bushel, don't we?
Absolutely. And if you look at the ag sector, you know, that thought of, the farmer outstanding in his field with a piece of hay, chewing on a piece of hay. Not even close.
These
are huge businesses. They're employing robotics and technology like some sectors can only hope to employ. And they're really leading the charge in innovation and technology. So really an exciting time across that whole, not just primary agriculture, but that whole supply chain.
Yeah, we certainly learned that through the podcast series on farm succession. I was just blown away by the next gen and where they're taking it, the diagnostics, the robotics, just the environmental management, really impressive.
It is really impressive. Yeah. And Huron County is number one for agriculture in Ontario.
Well, now that we have a good sense of our opportunity, and you filled me with some optimism here, I'm feeling vibrant. I'm feeling, yes, this is possible. This is a big chore. There's a lot. Everyone's doing it. We have things in the background. We have to be ready to pivot. Like you've said in the past, we pivoted with the pandemic. Sometimes we have uncertain supply chains. Tariffs are always looming. We don't know what could happen. How do you eat this elephant? How do you attack it?
Pretty much the way we do everything in the department is we set out a strategy and we one step at a time, and you eat an elephant one bite at a time because otherwise it's impossible. So one step at a time, we look at good economic development practice. We really identify who our target markets are and how to communicate with them, how to entice them, having the right tools. We didn't have a really solid job board, for example, before this project began. And now we have a job board. We have it posted and connected to our Ontario's West Coast site so that if visitors come and they're enchanted, which how could they not be, and they think, I might like to live and work here, what's available? What's right there on the visitor's site? It's also available in other spots for you to access as well. But that one page alone on Ontario's West Coast, in the past year, we've had 13,805 hits on that job board. In this year alone.
So that means employers are posting and people are looking.
And the job board scrapes from other sites. So it will scrape from, it scrapes from over 52 job boards throughout the county. So from other aggregators like Indeed, but it will also scrape from all the municipal sites. It will scrape from the hospital site. It scrapes and brings everything together for us. Technology is fantastic.
It is. So if I think about this, I'm going to put my seven generational hat on here. So that feels short term. That feels like right in front of me, something we can do now, because we know there's urgency. We know there's people biting and we have to be responding. So short term, we have the job board. Who is the target audience in the short term? Who can we attract?
So in short term, we're really looking at other employed people who just aren't working in Huron County. So you may have seen we have three billboards that have appeared in the last year around the county. And the message was drive less, live more, work local. And then the URL for the job board was there. The idea being that these people are already housed in the county. They already have transportation. And they're already employable. So what we want to say to them is, as you're commuting out of the county to work somewhere else, go check the job board, because we might be able to find you an equivalent job right here, which would free up that commute time or lessen that commute time and offer you a fulfilling career right here. So that's our short-term gain. It's other employed individuals bringing them back into the county instead of commuting out. Now, I mean, there'll be certain competition, potentially union jobs that we may not have equivalents here. But, you know, there comes a point in your life where you do that work-life balance and you just might want to work closer to home.
Yeah, that you can do that kind of cost benefit. And you have a great term for that. It's
turn the car around.
I love that.
Just turn your car around and come on and work right here at home.
Yeah, I just love going down the back roads and taking a different drive around the county. And it's just so peaceful and so pace is lovely. Yeah, it's the best.
Last year, I believe it was in our visitor's guide, it sort of opened with slow your roll.
I'm
and
in.
Never mistake that for we're plodding or slow.
No.
We are innovative and creative, but there is a pace and a personality to Huron County that, well, there's a reason people live here, so why not work here too? Just turn your car around.
Yeah, and we've been in touch with a lot of people who make this home base, who work all around the world, are flying everywhere to Europe and Oceania and doing huge projects, and this is their home. It's pretty impressive.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's impressive. So, okay, turn your car around. That's probably a good substantial number of people. If you were to describe them, again, we have our retirees. I met some of those, and they're already here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one group.
Absolutely. So besides the working, we want to look at who else is. Some of the big issues, as we said, are housing and transportation. So who else is here with housing and transportation or close by? So again, our billboards were placed pretty close to some of our neighboring counties as well, so that people that live in those counties get a sense that we're here and you can come and work for us as well. Retirees. So we have a lot of individuals that retired early, and then maybe once they got into that groove, thought, I'd like to be out and about a little bit more. I'd like to contribute a little more. And in some cases, those are volunteers, and we are so thankful for all those people. In other cases, maybe they just like a little spending money or cash. And so they may not want a full-time job. They might. Some of the people you talk to had full-time work, but they might just want a little part-time. And so, you know, then we have to think about engaging employers in looking at, really, could some of your jobs be split? Could you do job sharing? So talking about strategies and looking at different ways to approach people. So those early retirees, people who would just like a little bit of part-time work, those are also people that we have to look at. We lost a number of people during COVID out of the workforce because they had care requirements or they had health requirements that meant they didn't want to be in public-facing jobs. So again, looking at how we can assist those people getting back into the workforce. And I think, again, it's a combination of being able to find the jobs through a job board, and also having a more open approach to, well, yes, this has always been a full-time job, but let's talk about what does part-time look like? Could I hire two people part-time? And just starting to get creative and have conversations.
That's great. And I was impressed, just going back a few weeks, when I got to spend time with young adults who are starting their first full-time career in every possible sector. And this was their place of choice to be in Huron County back at home.
Absolutely. So I think it's really important that we start and get involved with the schools to let kids know what is actually here in Huron County. What types of jobs? What does it mean? You know, we have a agricultural equipment manufacturer who serves the world. Their market is the world. They employ 9 engineers on site doing design and prototyping and building new equipment. But their service people travel the world servicing the equipment that they sell. They have one small competitor, and otherwise their market is the world. And so to understand the opportunities, you know, we have jobs in the lake working on freighters. We have the largest operating salt mine in the world. So we have mining as an opportunity. We have 3 airports. We have a really cool industry that refurbishes old planes and helicopters. And that business includes mechanics and paint, people who do incredible paint jobs and decaling and upholstery and electronics and, you know, the breadth that is available in Huron County. And I haven't even touched on agriculture.
Our biggest.
Right? Yeah. So it's astounding. And we just need to do a better job of letting our youth know what's available and also giving them opportunity to skill or upskill at home. And that's also important for people that are in our community to upskill. So there might be newcomers who have come and they may not be working in their career from their country of origin, but we can upskill them to work here. Or even if they are, take construction, for example. If somebody has come, say, from a Middle East country, they wouldn't have worked with wood. They would have worked more with stucco and stone and those types of materials. And so wood would be a commodity that only the richest of rich would have in their home construction. So we need to help those individuals upskill and reskill to be part of our workforce. And we should be offering opportunities close to home for our youth to train within the sectors where our need is.
Yeah, so you're playing a bit of a long-term game there. You're giving people a window in 5, 10, 15 years, what they could be, and making sure, and again, it's evolving constantly, as we say, with technology. And then for those people who are just maybe just out of sync, but it's fixable.
Absolutely.
That's your midterm in a way.
Yeah. So we look short-term, mid-term, long-term.
Okay.
Short-term's turn your car around.
Turn your car around.
Mid-term is let's get you back to work. Let's figure out what works best for you, full-time, part-time. Let's upskill you or reskill you to something that you're interested in and as close and convenient as possible. And then the long-term game is that showing youth what's possible and also making sure that they feel connected to their community. So not directly workforce, but retention for youth is about when they're in the community, if they feel that they have a voice, if they feel that they are respected, then the chance that they will come back to that community after that sort of rite of passage time I spoke about, it increases exponentially. And if they're back in the community, they're going to work. They're either going to join our entrepreneurial community and hire people, or they're going to join the workforce and work locally.
And it's been impressive to see how we've put together events and festivals that mirror some of our things. So we have the Salt Festival.
Absolutely.
The biggest employer, and we have this wonderful festival.
Yeah, and that festival is just growing, and it's gaining more and more interest and attraction and drawing people. We have our multicultural festival, which is a great celebration. Did you know there's over 52 languages spoken in the home in Huron County?
That's incredible.
Yeah, and yet we don't necessarily see them out and about in our communities, but at the multicultural festival, it's a really great time for people to get to know each other as neighbors. And we do other events as well. As you know, the Immigration Partnership sits in our department. And so part of retention is making sure that we build that community. So what do you do in the middle of winter in Huron County? So we have Learn to Curl. We have Newcomer Day at camp. Some of our newcomers have never gone to camp, and yet that's a not uncommon activity for Canadian youth. We have conversation circles that help people practice their English, and we're really excited that our ECDEV board just sponsored live and in-person English as second language courses. The first one is quite introductory, but the second is more about workplace language and being able to get ready to be in that workplace or improving your chances of success in that workplace. And so all the parts work together to not only attract but retain, and retention is sometimes the trickiest part.
I can see that. And I just got a really good sense that there are just so many resources there. So if I'm an employer and I'm struggling with this, what do you advise?
Reach out to our department for sure. We do have, in the recent workforce project we've been working on, we did create an employer handbook. So it gives you lots of tools and resources to understand the current market, to understand that maybe it's not a full-time job, maybe it's two part-time jobs, to understand how to write your job description, how to interview, what kinds of questions to ask, to understand what's important to today's worker. Because as you said, we're in a shortfall position. Well, that means it is the employees' market, not the employers. So you and I are of a vintage that when we graduated from university or in our early career, we would go up against 300 and 400 people for a position.
That's right.
Right? Now it might be 6 applications you get. It might be 10. I have had as many as 50 applicants for one position, but it's usually more in that 10 range. And we're really finding that when you select the person and you make the job offer, the negotiation begins. Mm. Whereas it used to be, here's the job, take it or leave it. You know, you can have it if you want it. If not, I'll take the next one of the next 10 people that were in the top of the interview process. So now it's a little bit more of a negotiation. They're seeking work-life balance. They're seeking to be inspired and have challenging work. These are not bad things.
These are good things.
These are good things. But if we're not used to that, we're providing advice on how to approach that, how to look at that, how to have those conversations. So the Employer Guide is a really great resource. It is on our website, but also you can get hard copies in our office. So we have a number of different resources to help employers and job seekers look at what they can do. So again, on the Ontario's West Coast website, across the top, you'll see a tab that says Live Here and one that says Work Here. And those resources are available there for both employers and for people, local residents and visitors who may choose to become local residents.
Well, I know of a few people who came here, they attended a festival, and then they moved here.
Absolutely.
They fell in love, and I understand it.
Yeah, and that's back to why is Huron different, and we just are. It's an amazing quality of life, a real variety of activities, a lot of innovation and interesting people and phenomenal opportunities.
There's one group we don't talk about, but I know they're a focus group of yours. They don't fit necessarily. They're not an employer, They're their own employer. They're the entrepreneurs. Yes. You do a lot of work with helping entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. When we did our BR&E and we had 741 respondents, about 89% of those were owner-operated businesses with the owner on site every day. So Huron County has a real culture of entrepreneurism. And I think that comes from the culture of agriculture. But it, you know, like attracts like. And so our entrepreneurs are also employers. And we do a lot of work with helping businesses grow. And part of that is how to hire your first employee. And what do you need to know and what do you need to do? And that's also in the employer guide. So in version 2 of the employer guide, it helps to set you up to understand what the responsibilities are as an employer and not just an entrepreneur. Yes, so we do a lot of support around entrepreneurs as well at any level.
Well, let me finish by asking you this. Do you feel good about where we're at? Do you think we've got the right keys in place? You think we're going to get this?
You know, I think we're really making progress towards the target. And I think that the beauty of every ECDEV department is structured a little bit differently. But the fact that we have the immigration partnership and we have business supports, we have entrepreneurial supports, and we have that ability to attract people to enjoy themselves here, and then they just want to stay. I think in combination, the work we're doing across the department is really moving us along towards success. And when I look at just the work here page, had over 11,000 hits in the past year, and then the job board itself, over 13,000 hits. I am pretty excited by those numbers, so I think we're definitely moving in the right direction.
Well, I, for one, will be cheering Huron County on.
Thank you, Roz. You're a great supporter.
Oh, I enjoy it. And thank you always for bringing such insight.
I appreciate the opportunity to chat and to be able to tell the story of Huron County.
You do it well. You do it well, my friend.
Thank you.
Well, thank you to Huron County Economic Development for bringing these important topics to the forefront and ushering connections to address current and future needs for our county's vitality. You can revisit any of the Huron County's Life on the Coast podcasts at Huron County Economic Development's website. This podcast is funded in part by the Ontario government through the Rural Economic Development Program and the County of Huron. The views expressed in this podcast are not those of the province or the county.